Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Tomorrow is an important day from a South African perspective, from a political perspective. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. we will be having the SONA address. It's full of pomp. It's full of ceremony. President Ramaphosa will put his finger on the pulse of the nation and give us the State of Nation address. And as is every opposition party's role and responsibility, pardon me, it's to keep the governing party in check. So we are going to talk to Siviwe Gwarube, the national spokesman of the Democratic Alliance, and find out what her take is on what we can expect from the SONA tomorrow night. Siviwe Gwarube, thank you for talking to us this afternoon on 101.9 Chai FM.
Thank you so much, Simon, and good evening to your listeners.
Siviwe, tomorrow is, as I said, going to be quite a big day. You, as the Democratic Alliance, have quite a responsibility to be quite critical. What are we going to expect, and where are we going to be disappointed?
Look, I mean, I think every single year, I think over the past 15 years, we keep saying this is possibly the most important State of the Nation address. But I think the State of the Nation address of 2021 could not be more important, because I could argue that we are facing perhaps the biggest crisis in post-democratic South Africa since 1994. And so this is a huge test for President Ramaphosa in terms of some of the announcements that he makes. But I think three things that we would expect him to obviously make pronouncements on.
Yeah.
The one is the vaccine crisis that we find ourselves in. Obviously, in the context of the global pandemic, there's the news this week about the AstraZeneca vaccine that has proven to be ineffective with a very low efficacy rate.
Sure.
And what the plan is in terms of acquiring vaccines for our frontline workers. Then the other big thing is how the president is going to tackle corruption. I mean, we saw the PPE corruption scandal, but also we are seeing the Zondo Commission coming up with some serious and grave allegations against people some of them who are in his government. And then, of course, the issue of ESCOM. I mean, we are now in stage three of load shedding, the day before the president is meant to give his State of the Nation address. So I think it's a difficult one, Simon, for the president. But I mean, it's been a difficult year for South Africans, and so he's got to rise up to that occasion.
I hear you loud and clear. I've got to tell you something. I wouldn't want his job for all the money in the world. I think this is a no-win. I just don't know how. I don't know how you can please anybody here. What is terribly disappointing to me is the kind of stance he's taken on Zuma not pitching for the Zondo Commission. You know, living in a country, we're faced with all these challenges. At least there has to be one law for all. And I think he's setting us on a really dangerous path for some of us to elect which rules it is that we will comply with and which we won't. And I think that is a dangerous place to be.
Absolutely.
Talk to me about tax.
I mean, I think the president, I mean, I think internally within the ANC, he faces, you know, his own demons. I think part of the reason why he is hamstrung and perhaps is going to be ineffective if he continues in this life is that he has to please factions within his own organization. And part of the reason why I think he never made a pronouncement and condemned former President Zuma's behavior is because, you know, there are strong winds within his organization. And I think this time around, he's going to have to make a strong stand, you know, to pick country over politics or pick country over party.
Do you think he has the wherewithal to do that? Do you think he's got the guts to do that?
Look, I mean, it would be difficult for me to have confidence because this just never happened before. I honestly, you know, as an eternal optimist, I really hope he does, because I think that South Africans, for me, the big imperative here is that South Africans require it. Like, we could not be more in a perilous state as a country. And so with the economy on its knees, over 50% young people unemployed, poverty levels rising, there's probably going to be more people on social grants now than there were, you know, in the last financial year. We are growing debt levels. I mean, if there is no, you know, I can't overemphasize this enough. I mean, he doesn't take a strong stance against some of the problematic policies coming from within his own organizations and picks the country and what's best for the country, then I think we're in deep trouble.
What does the DA expect will happen from a taxation perspective? Are you expecting us to be hit with a whole bunch of new taxes?
Look, our view is that that we wouldn't support any form of tax hike, and he's made this quite clear. And one of the things I think Simon, we've done is that, you know, we understand our role not just to be an opposition party, to simply just, you know, oppose government actions, but to also make recommendations directly to our counterparts. So being able to be a big enough party to have, you know, a sort of a shadow cabinet that mirrors the actual cabinet means that those people are tasked with coming up with solutions. And one of the things that we have said to the finance cluster for my colleagues is that there is absolutely no need and perhaps no room for South Africans to experience another tax hike. Our view is that there are vanity projects in South Africa which are being funded with public money, which can and should be cancelled. One of them being the bailing out of SAA. We don't believe that the state has any business in running airlines and the like. And so there are some difficult choices that government can make to spare South Africans from, you know, a further, you know, drilling down and a suffocating tax hike.
Are you going to cut him a bit of slack given the COVID pandemic?
Look, I mean, it's very important to me as somebody on the health portfolio to be absolutely factual and to try and divorce as much as possible politics from the crisis of the pandemic. So absolutely. And I mean, one of the things that, you know, I've been answering a lot of questions around are people saying, you know, did we buy the wrong vaccine? Or, you know, was government negligent? And there's a lot of things that government has done wrong in the rollout of this vaccine and the starting of the process and the like, and in just the handling of the pandemic. But, you know, I constantly make the argument that, you know, this is a constantly ever-changing, volatile environment, and things are changing all the time. And I don't think it's a fair criticism to say government should have foreseen that the variant, the new variant, would not react as well,
really?
Or would the vaccine would not be as effective against the new variant. So there are ways. I mean, I think it's important, Simon, to be critical, but also to be fair. You know, because I think South Africans deserve that from people who represent them, and who don't just pick politics and simply just ignore the facts, you know?
Last year, if I recall correctly, the president tried to give a vision of a new South Africa, of us all united in one particular aim and going forward together. And there was talk of new smart cities and this whole really elaborate future plan for us. I presume we're going to hear none of that tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with your sentiment. I don't envy President Ramaphosa or his speechwriter. I think there's absolutely, I don't think there's going to be any talks of a smart city. I mean, I, you know, having done my homework, went back to the SONA address from last year. And I mean, just one aspect from the future South Africa, for instance, which is the rolling out of robotics in 2,000 schools. And not a single school has, you know, has had this experience or has had any of this delivery. So I don't think the president has any credibility in terms of his smart city or smart cities or smart country. I think the president now needs to honestly go back to the basics and talk to us about how we're going to get out of the debt-sinking hole that we are in, and also how we're going to be able to resolve the issue that we're grappling with of a global pandemic. We're not alone. The rest of the world is grappling with it, but we need strong leadership and we need difficult choices to be made.
We kind of out of time. Just a final question. Let's lighten it up just a little bit. Are we going to see any antics from the EFF tomorrow?
Probably not. They have elected to not attend. And
oh, really? Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, I suppose if you had tea with Zuma on the weekend, well, then things have changed somewhat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for your insights this afternoon. I really enjoyed talking to you. Yeah, I hope we can do it again sometime. That was Siviwe Gwarube, the national spokesperson of the Democratic Alliance. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you, Siviwe.
Bye.
Cheers.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.